episode 13 of the Pirate Studios podcast, I think. We've actually got a few in the can. 13, unlucky for some, but lucky for me, because I'm here with Natty Lou. Say hi, Natty.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, 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 good. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Which is why it's lucky for me. I've been wanting to get you on here for a while.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. We're in Dalston, London, which is why I'm with Natty, who's where do you live again? In Cardiff?
Or? Yes. Yeah, I live in Cardiff at the moment.
Nice. And reason I have been wanting to get you on is I'm a big drum and bass fan. And when did we, like, I know that we've been in touch for a while. Mm-hmm. How did it come about? Do you remember? Like, well, I think maybe it was over Instagram or something. Yeah. If you don't remember, that's fine.
It was Instagram, I think.
Yeah.
And then my good friend Lizzie from Bristol, she works for Pirate.
Oh, Lizzie.
Yeah.
Lizzie. Oh, I know Lizzie. Yeah.
She got me on an Instagram story takeover.
Oh, very
of yours,
cool. Nice.
Where I went into the dance studio and taught a bit of hip hop foundations.
Yeah.
And then I went into the DJ studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got your DJ on.
Yeah. So I took over the Instagram for like half a day.
Oh, awesome.
It was amazing.
Very cool.
So good.
Very cool. Yeah. For our US listeners, we have dance studios in the UK. They don't have them over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe one day. One day.
How many dance studios do you have?
Oh, God. Pop quiz. I'd say three.
Three. But, okay.
So, yeah, I think we have Hackney, Leeds, and then, oh, shit. Maybe it's two. Hackney, Leeds, maybe Birmingham? No. Manchester, okay, fuck, two.
I think
let's say two.
There needs
let's
to be two. More. There
yeah,
needs
yeah,
to be
yeah.
more.
There should be more.
Dancers are always struggling for studio space.
Yeah, it's true. So true. And it's also like a whole new community for Pirate too. Like
exactly.
Not just musicians, dancers as well. And you do it all.
Creative.
Well, it's really good to have you on.
Thank you.
And we're going to do our usual quickfire questions, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure.
Nice. So first one being, tell us who you are and how you got to this stage of your career.
Yeah, so my name is Natty Lou. I'm a drum and bass DJ and producer from Cardiff. And my love for drum and bass started in 2008. I was living and studying in Bristol. So I went to University of Bristol. And yeah, I just got into drum and bass just by living in that city. People say it's the home of drum and bass.
Yeah, they do, don't they? I always try and claim it, not that I discovered it or invented it, but like, because I'm from Bristol too.
Yeah.
And then everyone's all like, well, actually London drum and bass. But
yeah.
I'm like, Ronnie Size.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So started pretty much as a raver. I guess I am still a raver at heart, but yeah, started raving every weekend during my university days. And then I started dancing for drum and bass nights. So for promoters like Bedlam, Infidelity, and like Run.
Oh, Run.
Yeah.
Run on like a Tuesday night in Bristol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. Native.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So good times. Really, I'm great friends with those guys. You know, they always book me. I'm really fortunate to have them. And D Mines are, yeah, they're just great guys.
Love that. Yeah.
But yeah, like, and then I kind of, yeah, it's just danced for like Dillinger, Andy C. And it just like, my love for the music just grew from there. And then I left the UK for a little while. So I moved to Dubai. I was there 2 years. And then I moved to Hong Kong 2.5 years and kind of was out of the scene for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started learning how to mix when I was living in Hong Kong. So 2018... So there's a small drum and bass community over there.
In Hong Kong. Not in Dubai.
No, there's, you know what?
Yeah, we don't need to.
Dubai wasn't.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that.
Yeah. So small community over there and I just started learning how to mix. And I never really kind of spent too much time on it because I was always touring. I was like a touring dancer at the time. So I never really had a setup at home where I could practice, but yeah, and then COVID happened and moved back to the United Kingdom, moved back home, had nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my time. That was my time to practice and buy a controller and just, yeah, and that's how I kind of started, really. And then I started streaming online. I went to Pirate in Cardiff.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. Went to Pirate in Cardiff and, you know.
God rest its soul.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a shame, really. But, I mean, I started streaming on Facebook from Pirate and it just blew off from there, really. Went off from there, blew up. And I never took it seriously. It was always kind of like a hobby or something to do when there was, you know, we were in lockdown, right? And Pirate was open for a while. It was like my savior, basically. So, yeah, just going in and, yeah, just it just happened from that, really.
Yeah. Oh, that's great to hear. Pirate was your savior.
It was. Ah. It was a lot of people's saviors,
yeah.
I think, okay. You know, during that time.
Yeah.
And really, if it wasn't for Pirate, I probably wouldn't be where I am today because, and also like being able to practice on a club standard setup as well.
Yeah.
Not my DDJ 400 at home. You know what I mean? So it was great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we appreciate people like you coming into studios too, because we wouldn't exist without you as well. So that's worth mentioning, but thank I'm glad to hear that we were so helpful in those times.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got here, how would you describe your musical style? I mean, I know you're predominantly drum and bass.
Yes.
Would you call, what kind? I mean, would you call it liquid? I was listening to Alpenglow earlier.
Oh,
how would we describe
you.
That? Yeah, I...
Yeah, very liquidy.
Yeah.
Very uplifting.
Okay,
melodic.
Nice.
And Lottie Jones absolutely smashed that.
Right,
so,
cool.
Yeah, I would say I'm a very, I'd say, dance floor drum and bass producer. I like... high energy tracks that are very uplifting, very melodic, lots of, you know, catchy hooks and rolling bass lines and yeah, just atmospheric pads, things like that. So yeah, I would say that's kind of my style. I love a vocal in drum and bass. I'm a sucker for a vocal.
Okay, female or male?
Both.
Okay, good.
Both.
Yeah, me female.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Don't know why. Just female vocal. It's the one.
So, yeah. So I would say, you know, drum and bass, that's both for radio and club as well. But in terms of my mixing style as a DJ, I'm definitely a dance floor drum and bass mixed with neurofunk and jump up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
I like to mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
Take the listeners on a journey and I'd say that's my kind of music style.
Yeah, this might end up being a similar answer to one of the questions later around your influences. But I wonder if for the listeners, is there anyone in the drum and bass scene who has been in drum and bass scene for a while that you would say you're similar to, or are you your completely unique identity?
I mean, my inspirations are Sub Focus, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
People would have heard of him
too,
so Sub
Focus.
Nice.
Wilkinson.
Yeah.
I love Metric.
Okay.
I love the old school Matrix and Future Bound.
I felt like there was a bit of Etherwood in your album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Etherwood's amazing.
Yeah.
Woody's so great.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I'm very inspired by these producers. I don't try to copy. I want to create my own kind of sound.
Got it.
But yeah, they definitely inspire me with their different sound designs and Sub Focus for me is
the one. Yeah, I feel like I see Sub Focus playing out in the US all the time at the moment. And maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later, but I just feel like drum and bass just perennially just like not quite breaking through there, unless I'm like completely not in LA maybe it like you'll have an awesome like surge of drum and bass, but it kind of like comes and then it goes and it doesn't like go mainstream, you know. Take well, maybe you are or not aware of this, but like country music in LA right now is everywhere.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's insane. It's like, and I guarantee you that it will be in the UK within like 2 years or maybe even sooner. It probably already is here.
Yeah.
It's just, Yeah, so the other way around, I feel like it's harder. Something that comes from the UK to then break into LA. So maybe I'm obviously quite LA-centric. Maybe New York has more. But I actually remember going to a really good, a Fred V. and Graphics show in New York once. But it's just quite hard to find, I think.
It's definitely popped off this year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not. I'm not with it. Yeah, yeah. All right.
It's definitely popped off. Yeah. I mean, Tiesto's just released a track with Headex this year. You see Don Diablo playing it, Martin Garrix playing it at all these Insomniac shows.
Yeah.
They've just released now their is it Zombieland? Apocalypse.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. So, you know, they've got Andy C, Back to Back, Dead Mouse.
Yeah.
You know, K9's over there, E9's over there.
Okay.
So, Hybrid Minds. So, it's definitely a lot better than it, I guess, used to be.
Yeah.
Let's just hope it stays that way.
Yeah. I'd love that. I mean, yeah, it's, I suppose for me, like, I know that Dom Dolla at his Red Rock show ended with like a couple of drum bass tracks. I was like, yeah, sick. That's awesome. And then this Amir, who's like really like on the rise at the moment over in LA too, who uses the studios and I think maybe can come on a podcast at some point. She did like a whole set. I can't remember where it was, but it was a big venue. She played, I'm not going to remember where it is. It'll come back to me. She played somewhere recently. That was huge. I think she maybe did EDM. Sorry, not EDM.
The EDC.
EDC. Yeah. Anyway, I think it's good to hear that it is making that surge.
Yeah.
I want it to be mainstream.
Yeah, it's always been there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Respect in LA over there. Rob Machete. They've been working hard to keep it alive all these years.
Mm.
But I think it's only now it's really popping off. I just hope that it's not like, you know, people just jumping on the bandwagon, like, and then it comes and then it goes.
Sure.
I just hope it sustains and stays there.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to be careful because I could probably just talk about drum bass all day.
Oh, I know.
So I might need to move things along a little bit. Because I do want to know what is your goal as an artist? Tell us where you'd like to be in 5 or 10 years time.
Yeah, so I have a lot of kind of smaller goals, stepping stone goals, where I want to be with my brand and my music. You know, I want to work with certain labels, or I want to collaborate with different producers or vocalists. I like to play lots of different festivals. You know, I have the festivals and the clubs and the venues that I really want to play, and Australia, New Zealand tour, and hopefully a US tour.
Mm.
So, you know, I kind of want to build my brand with those smaller goals. But I think for me, my biggest goal, I think, is to inspire others. And I think that's what would make me the happiest in life.
Okay.
Because I have a purpose, I feel. I want to help and encourage others to live their dreams, which I've been very fortunate to have done and are still doing today, and to pursue their passions in life, because you only get one life, right?
Mm.
And I think everyone should live it to their best.
Yeah.
I just want to encourage people to go out and pursue what they want in life. And I want to advise and help them share my journey from, you know, because being a professional dancer, quitting my job as a geography teacher and then pursuing my love as a professional dancer and now as a DJ. And then sharing the challenges and how I've overcome them with these people so that they can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's for me, that I think that's what would make me the happiest. And happiness is success.
Yeah.
To me.
100%. Yeah. And so I guess that's any of the, you know, creative pursuits that gone through, bloody hell, why can't I think of it? That you engage in.
Yeah.
So you might be like a sick dancer who really wants to kind of rise to the top, or even just, you know, be able to dance.
Yeah.
Or a musician. Okay, I love that. How are you kind of manifesting that at the moment? How is that coming about?
to be honest, just, you know, a lot of people approach me for advice, over Instagram.
Oh, there you go. So just like, you know, being open and
being very
open.
Yeah. You know, oh, how did you get to where you are now?
Yeah.
You know, oh, well. And then I tell them, you know, some tips like, oh, I go out and network. I go to events that I don't even play at. And I just, you know, so I like to kind of help others.
Yeah.
I think that's the teacher in me as well. Just want to educate the next generation or people that aspire to be a DJ, producer, dancer, you know, teacher. So.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, any aspiring geography teachers out there, you know where to go. That is an interesting one, a geography teacher. We can maybe come on to that one a little bit later too. Okay, that's the quick fire questions over with. We then have a few more to get through. I might skip one or two, if that's okay with you.
Yeah,
but if I do, and you really wanted to answer that one, then obviously do let me know.
Okay.
But I am firstly interested to know how you approach production and finding inspiration for your music.
Yeah, so I listen to a lot of music, not just drum and bass.
Okay, yeah. Me neither, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I love all, you know, genres of music. Being a dancer, you know, my background as a hip hop dancer, I'd listen to a lot of old school hip hop, like Afrika Bambaataa and, you know, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And then I'm also a locker. That's my specialism.
Like, a locker.
Yeah.
Okay.
So locking is a dance that originated in the 70s.
Cool.
Out in LA.
Yeah.
So I listen to a lot of soul music and funk and disco.
Yeah.
So, and I think, yeah, also as a dancer, musicality is so important. And I've trained my ears over the years, you know, to kind of pick out all of those different kind of elements within a track or, you know, the different layers. So that's definitely helped with my production, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, I grew up around music, you know.
Yeah,
my mum and dad had so many CDs and cassettes in the house. From Celine Dion to Gloria Estefan to, you know, Michael Jackson. And then obviously I was born 89, so the 90s were big for like pop music, like the Spice Girls and Steps.
Mm.
So yeah, I've always kind of been around music, which has helped. I also did piano for a little bit.
Oh, me too, but about two lessons.
Yeah. I did grade one.
Okay.
But I kind of regret not kind of finishing because I discovered dance. So that was my kind of my main love. But yeah, so listening to lots of different music and then also kind of watching YouTube videos, tutorials, like Sub Focus has got a few really good ones out there. And this weekend, actually, High Contrast is doing a production workshop in Cardiff.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah. And it's only £5. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. So that's part of like this festival.
I might even just go.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have no skill whatsoever, but just to meet High Contrast.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's going to be there.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. I'm not going to go.
He's going to be streaming from home, I think, his studio.
Okay, fine.
But yeah, I'm really excited for that. And then I think just getting into the studio with different producers. You know, I've been here at Pirate quite a few times now with other producers like Biometrics. We come here a lot. And yeah, I've worked with Axel Boy. I've worked with D-Mines. We've got a track coming out together soon.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, I just love just sitting in the studio and learning from them. I'm always learning.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's kind of how it all starts, really.
Okay.
And dabbling in the door with like different sound designs.
Yeah, I love that. It's funny. Like, I actually haven't even mentioned. Well, it's quite clear that it's only Natty and I here in the studio. So who's recording? I think I'm recording. Emma V was going to be here, but she's sick. And obviously, Danny and or Kate are normally joining me in LA, and they're all musicians. So they can all like probe and like ask more questions on your process and thing. Whereas I just sat here like, yeah, that sounds amazing. But I can't really ask any questions.
Okay.
So that's why. But it's funny. If they were here, then they'd be like going to town right now.
Aww.
Like really interested and asking great questions. But no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Musical influences. We touched on this briefly.
Yes.
Any others you want to shout out?
Chasing Status.
Yeah. You know? I mean, they like,
they've been around for so long.
I imagine that recent track with Stormzy is going to do drum and bass of the world of good. Yeah.
Backbone.
Yeah.
Absolute banger, in my opinion. I don't know. There's some people love it, some people hate it.
Oh, really?
I mean, I love it, you know, and I play it out.
Well, I hate those people who hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck, no, that's bad. Exactly. I take that back. Take that back.
But yeah, Chasing Status, I mean, absolute legends. When I first got into drum and bass, you know, I love like take me away, take you away,
yeah,
and hurt you, and
end credits. Yeah.
You know, their albums More Than a Lot and Return to Dance, just absolute bangers.
Mm.
And they've kind of, they're still relevant to this day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I really respect that.
Yeah.
Brit Award winners, and have played the biggest festivals in the world, and yeah, I really look up to them.
Yeah, no, they are awesome. I remember when they're, is it More Than a Lot? Is that the name of the album? Yeah,
yeah,
I remember that came out. I was like, oh, this
sick
is
sick album.
Too fucking good.
Sick album.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Okay, thank you. You know what? We're actually getting through these pretty quickly. I may not even skip. Let's see. So yeah, you've got a lot on your plate, obviously. Producing, DJing, dancing, event managing. Is that
not so
did I imagine
anymore.
That? Okay, fine. Well, you used to. So yeah, obviously there's a lot there. I'm just wondering, do you have any hints or tips for, because, you know, I feel there's a lot of creatives and artists that use Pirate who just don't just do one thing.
Yeah.
Flash, who will be episode 12, which hasn't been released yet, you know, they are a great musician in a band. They're also a fashion designer. They also take photos for the podcast. It's like all of these things. Like, I'm keen to know how, if you have any hints and tips on how you juggle all that stuff for other people that might be in a similar situation. And, you know, you've got like, your DJing might be going off like crazy, or you're producing, and you know what I mean? I don't know if I'm overcomplicating the question.
No, no, not at all. Yeah. But I'd say it's all about managing your time.
Yeah, cool.
Efficiently, effectively, prioritizing. Yeah. I mean, I manage myself.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it feels
because,
like a lot of people do like,
yeah,
these days.
I quite like being in control
of
everything, and also having close relationships with labels as well.
Okay.
I think that's really important. But yeah, I'm sure having management would make life fairly easier with all the admin and things like that. And you can focus on the creative side of things. But yeah, I mean, I've managed myself as a dancer as well.
Yeah.
For so long.
Yeah.
So I actually quite love it.
Yeah. And also, you know, you could slip back into, well, get a manager at one point down the line if things did get kind of too much.
Yeah.
But I think it's also just great to, you know, be managing all of that yourself.
Yeah.
And like, it's a discipline, isn't it? Something you need to be able to do as well as be creative.
Exactly.
I imagine being a geography teacher probably helped a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it does. Like, obviously, you know, with my academic background, it's helped, you know, form very professional emails and things like that.
Yeah.
And then obviously being a dancer, kind of, I know what the hustle's like already.
Sure.
So I've just transferred all those skills over as a DJ producer. So yeah. But I don't really dance as much as I used to as well.
Not enough dance studios at Pirate.
But I mean, if the odd job came along and it was like worthwhile, then yeah, of course. I mean, I think the last big job that I'd done was in Saudi Arabia. But to be honest, I've achieved quite a lot. I'm fulfilled.
Good.
I've done a lot. I've been very fortunate to have had a lot of opportunities, traveling the world, doing what I love, and meeting lots of people from all around the world. I have so many friends now all over the world. I'm very fortunate. And I've danced for like superstars. I've danced for brands. You know, I've kind of done it all. I'm very fortunate to have done it all. I'm very fulfilled. So now I'm carrying it and continuing it on with the DJing now.
Yeah.
Seeing the world through DJing.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
The only difference is, like, with the dancing, you're traveling with all your friends, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, now as a DJ,
You need to form a duo.
Yeah.
At least travel with one friend.
Yeah. So, no, I have a I have a couple of friends, shout out to Perry and Aisha for coming with me to a lot of my shows. So
oh, shout out for sure. Perry and Aisha.
Aisha,
okay,
yes.
Cool.
Nice. So yeah, I have good friends around me that might come to a few of my shows, so it doesn't get as lonely. But yeah, and then I'm very fortunate to have a very flexible part-time job. I'm a regional manager for an activities camp for children.
Ooh, wow.
Between 4 to 12 years old. And they're great because if I need a Friday off or if I need some time off, they're like, sure, no worries, that's fine. Because they know what I do.
Yeah, they know what you do. That's
so
fine.
It's good. I'm still in education and I manage... I'm a regional manager for Southwest London, so I'm up here quite a lot. I travel a lot for work, but I'm a Sagittarius, so traveler of the zodiac.
Okay.
I love it. I love it. I can't stay in one place for too long, otherwise I'll get very bored. But yeah, so I'm very fortunate to have kind of my hands in quite a lot of things, and it just all seems to fall together quite well. Yeah,
great. Well, I'm glad, and you're smiling, which is great. And I think you've been smiling since I've met you, which is awesome. So, and it's quite infectious. Aww, so yeah, I've been smiling too. Up and coming artists. Anyone you've got your eye on? Anyone you could tell us about? What is it that you think sets them apart?
Yeah, there are so many artists coming through now.
Okay,
so
give us maybe how many have you got?
I've got about three or four.
Fine.
In here.
Yeah, let's do them. Get them out.
I think one up and comer that's doing really well right now is a producer called Rover.
Okay.
He's from New Zealand.
Okay. I'm actually going to write that down because what we'll do is I'll add these into the show notes so that people can look them up.
Yeah, he's from New Zealand and he's already over here playing in the UK.
Nice.
I think he's over here right now actually. His tunes are just sick. They just always go off in my sets. Eyes on Me is a really good one. He just sent me, actually, before I got here, just sent me a dub on Instagram. I can't wait to listen to it.
Ooh, but exciting.
But yeah, and then I've got to give a shout out to Benny from Cardiff.
Okay.
Another Welsh DJ producer. He's released with Born on Road, Elevate. And he's doing really well right now. Like, his tracks are just... You know, bass face tracks?
Yeah.
You just can't help but, you know,
yeah,
pull a bass face. But yeah, we were in the car on the way back to Cardiff from a show in Bristol the other night, and he just played all of his dubs through the car speakers, and oh my gosh, like yeah. Yeah. He's going to go far, for sure.
Benny, how do you spell
Benny,
that one?
Benie.
I-E. I went with Y. Okay.
Yeah, he's doing bits. And then I've got to shout out Kate C.
Yep.
From the Netherlands. She's, again, absolutely smashing it. She's released on Viper. She's released on Rhythmic, which is Liquicity's sister label.
Cool.
She's really paving the way for female drum and bass DJs and producers in the Netherlands. I'm really proud of her and I play out a lot of her tracks. She's also dance floor drum and bass.
Okay.
So
great.
Yeah. And then Gifter, she's doing really well.
It's a good name.
G-I-F-T-A.
Cool.
She is the owner of a record label, her own record label, Phase Records. Some of the stuff that's coming out of that label is insane. But yeah, she's been picked up by Hospital Records.
Okay, I may have heard of them.
Sure, you know, yeah. and yeah, they're really helping her with the business side of things and the label. So really proud of her. We were actually on a production course at the same time a few years ago during lockdown. We did like this 8-week course with education and bass, and it's just so nice to see how far she's come from that. So yeah,
great.
There are lots more. I mean, I could be here all day, but
they're good, and thank you for actually bringing loads with you.
Of course.
No disrespect to any of the previous podcasts people. I feel like this always comes as a surprise. I'm like, you've had the questions. They're all going to hate me now.
I'm quite organized. Yeah, I think that also helps.
That will be it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Fine. Well, no, that's great. I mean, I've got people to listen to now, which is good. And it's funny when, usually, I mean, I haven't heard of these people. They're up and coming, and I guess I've been out of the scene for a little bit, living in LA for the last 4 years. But usually what happens is when the artists on the podcast do recommend someone, Danny's like, oh, yeah, I know them. And yeah. I'm like, who?
I'll give you someone. So, yeah. I'll give you an up-and-comer from
from LA. Yeah, let's do that one as well.
Ghost in Real Life.
Okay, cool.
She's, what a name, right?
Yeah.
I think she calls her fans like ghosts or ghosties or something. It's pretty cool what she's done.
Yeah.
But
nice.
Yeah, she's been supporting Dimension, Sub Focus,
cool.
Chasing Status. Wow. She's definitely one to look out for. We were on a compilation in January. We released on Insomniac Bass Rush.
Okay.
And she had a track on there. And that's how I came across her, really, because we were both on the same compilation. But
yeah,
she's one to look out for. I think she's from LA.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Are we looking her up? Thank you again. That's the up and coming artist. What about you? What about Natty Lou? What are you working on? Where could we see you perform next?
Yeah, I'm working on a lot of music at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, this summer's been absolutely crazy in a good way. Mm. I just haven't had the time for studio. So now club season's here. I have more time to kind of focus in on production. But yeah, I've got a few things coming out. I've got end of next month, I've got a track coming out with D-Mines.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to think when this will release, because we've got a few backed up. So this will probably, we're recording on September 24th. It's more than likely this will actually come out in November.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, so just as a reference point. For when you, if you were to say end of next month, so do you know exactly when?
So
that one is?
So roughly 25th of October.
Okay, fine. So there's a chance it might be out. Okay, yeah. Cool. Nice.
So that's coming out with D-Mines on D-Mines label Run.
Okay.
And then in November, I think I can say this one is Haiti Music. I've got a release with Tengu, so it's a collaboration release. I'm really excited about that one. And then I don't think I can say the next one.
Don't say it then.
But let's just say it's a Liquid track, and it's coming out on a Liquid label. Okay. but yeah, I'm absolutely loving this one. And that's a collaboration with Limo and a vocalist called Faye.
Okay.
So yeah. And then 2025, got a few things in. But yeah, I'm just kind of really focused in on just production right now and getting it perfect.
Yeah.
In terms of shows, I've got a Halloween show.
Oh, really?
Which?
Yeah, Halloween just doesn't get the same attention over here that it does.
Oh, my
US.
Gosh. I would love to go, man. Yeah. Go to America and experience Halloween.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it in the movies.
It's a fun time.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah.
But, so where's the one here?
I can't tell you.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, the lineup hasn't been released.
Are you going to tell me personally outside of the podcast?
Yes,
good,
yes.
Fine.
It's a huge show.
Oh, nice, okay.
I cannot wait. It's probably going to be one of the biggest shows. So,
ooh.
But I can't say anything because the lineup hasn't been released.
Fine, understandable. I get that.
And then I'm playing Let It Roll
on
tour in Bristol. Mm. So Let It Roll is like one of the biggest drum and bass festivals in the world.
Wow.
It's over in Czech.
Okay.
But they're doing a tour and they're coming over to Bristol. So I've got back to back with D-Mines on the 2nd of November.
Yeah.
It's through Run.
Okay.
And then I've got something in Switzerland, end of November. And I've also got a few that have come through for 2025 already. Something at the end of January. Again, I can't say yet because it hasn't been released, the lineup. But yeah, there's lots coming. And
okay. That's
lots on the way. Yeah. I'm really excited.
That is exciting.
I mean, this year has probably been my best yet. So, and every year it just keeps on getting better and better. So I'm really excited for next year.
That's so good to hear. That sounds like you've got a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. Well, you're going to tell me about those things you can't tell us about.
Yeah.
Good. Good, good, good. Okay. So basically, people hate asking this question. I don't know. I think it's because of the word hate. I love this question. So I'm just going to go right out and say it. Tell us something that you love and something that you hate about Pirate. You can start with hate if you want, but if you've planned this already, then
I mean, let's start with hate just because we can end it on a positive, right? Mm-hmm. The only thing I'd say about Pirate is that the Cardiff studio has closed.
Yeah, right. Well, you should blame the Cardiff Council for that one.
Really? Is it really?
Yeah, it got redeveloped.
Yeah. A nightmare.
A real nightmare. But, you know, it's I guess at the end of the day, it's partly our fault too for not being able to sign a longer lease. But then it was the second lease that we signed. We didn't really know what we were doing back then. We don't really know what we're doing now.
What was your first one?
Bristol.
So that's my next closest. That's my nearest now.
Okay.
So I would go to the Bristol.
Nice. Or Cheltenham as well, I guess is kind of close. Or I suppose that's Bristol. A little bit further along the way. Yeah,
Bristol's 45 minutes.
But yeah. Yeah.
The thing is with Bristol, they always get booked up.
Oh, damn
it. And it's so hard to kind of find good time to like go in there and practice and things because it's always hot, you know, Bristol.
Yeah.
So many DJs.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that's probably...
Okay. I'll take that one on the chin for sure. And the good thing is also we had signed that lease prior to me joining Pirate, so...
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, no blame whatsoever.
And then what I love about Pirate is it's a safe space for creatives to go to, whether it's a producer, a DJ, and a dancer. We have a space to go to, you know, practice, to rehearse. I'm like quite unfortunate. I don't have a setup at home. So what I would do is I would go to Pirate and I would practice before a show or before a gig. So that's what I love about it. And you can book at any time, right?
Of course.
24/7.
If it's available.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, 24/7.
Yeah.
Also, like, there's been a few issues in the past, you know, like some of the
knobs
are not working, faders. You know, the EQs, and, like, the buttons are off. But... you know, I'd always kind of text the number. They'd like change me to another room or they'd sort the situation out,
good.
The problem out straight away. So I like that, how it's like, you know, the communication's so good. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a good love. Yeah. And it's also good to hear that the process is working.
Yeah.
Because, that's the point. You know, but I mean, you know, we are predominantly, in fact, exclusively self-service. You know, you might run into a site manager like Harry today. Yeah. Shout out Harry for helping me to get set up today. Love Harry. I actually shouted him out on a podcast a few podcasts ago. But yeah, you might run into a site manager, but you know, predominantly you're kind of on your own.
And
you need to rely on the remote help from
our
artist support team.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear that works.
I think it's great for those that are kind of up and coming, aspiring.
Yeah.
You know, figuring out, do I really want a DJ? Is this just for fun? You know, like, or is this more than that?
Yeah.
It's just such a great place to find out if you really want to pursue it, you know?
Definitely. And then hopefully if you do, then carry on using it.
I mean, like, I'm prime example. Do you know what I mean? Like, I use Pirate so much and I thank it because, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today without it. Honestly.
It's good to hear. Yeah. Well, we, like I said earlier, like we also need you. So yeah, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that your, you know, career is just going in such a great direction right now.
Thank you.
Finally, I'm going to ask if we can listen to some music. So I'm just going to ask you to introduce the track.
Yeah.
And then we're going to say goodbye.
So this track is called Sabotage. It's by myself and New Zealand producer Deep Notion, and it features Dread MC.
Dread MC, awesome.
Legend.
Yeah,
to the four corners of the room, let's go in. Not known, unsaid, we see red. Send shot, you better know where you aiming. Who they blaming, who they naming. Left out in the cold, I see you shaking. Unwritten, nothing told, unfold. Reconnect the dots, then they upload. Sabotage if your team's in your large. Got flaws right now, oh gosh, we send charge.
so much for coming on. It's been awesome. Like I say, I've been kind of wanting to get you on the podcast as soon as we conceived the idea of having the podcasts. And yeah, it's just been great to see how your career is going.
Thank you.
Well. And yeah.
Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. All right. Bye-bye.